piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Cookbooks often tell us, Greg, that we should braise this or that. I have a pretty good notion myself of what braising entails, but what's the point of braising?
With meats, the point is to make the meat tender, and what you're going to want is to begin with a tough cut of meat, meaning it's not going to sear quickly and be nice and tender when you cut into it. A brisket, for example, needs to be cooked really long and slow in a small amount of liquid in a covered container.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very moist environment. You cook it for several hours, and then what happens is the meat is made up of muscle and also connective tissue, which holds the muscle fibers together. And it's that connective tissue that's very tough.
Yeah.
In a tough cut of meat, you want that connective tissue to actually melt.
Yeah.
You want to soften it. That happens in this covered container at around 200 degrees. If you just take that same cut of meat and just try to roast it uncovered in the oven, it'll never get to an internal temperature of 200 degrees.
Yeah, I know. That's really astonishing.
Yeah. So it never becomes tender. So the braising environment, which is very similar to a boiling environment, facilitates that meat getting to the internal temperature of 200 degrees so that the meat will stay tender, the muscle fibers will stay tender, the collagen melts away, and then it becomes a nice, lovely pot roast, which is what you want.
Yeah, besides you get those nice juices,
you get the juices
from the collagen, mm-hmm, from that connective tissue.
And it's those juices that make for a lovely concentrated sauce. When you boil down the juices, you have a lovely
flavor sauce.
Yes,
yeah.
Full of flavor.
Yeah, full of flavor. It's interesting that when you subject meat to dry heat, grilling or something like that,
mm-hmm,
if it's tender meat to start with, that's fine. That's great.
That's fine, right.
Yeah, because it's not going to get very warm inside.
You know?
And what happens is those long fibers of muscle begin to contract and they lose moisture, and it could get very dry
if you cook it
for very long at any kind of pretty high heat.
You can take the same kind of meat that you're braising and also boil it. The results seem to be the same. What you're going to want to do is make sure that you don't overcook the braised meat, because you can overcook it and you can cook out too much of the juices in the meat that the meat will become really unsuitable to serve for a pot roast. So even though you're braising in this hot environment, Dutch oven, for example, keep an eye on it. Monitor it periodically to make sure that the meat does become tender after 2 to 3 hours. And then when it reaches that point, then stop the cooking. Take it off. And then if you're going to want to add vegetables and things to it, you can cook those separately and then add it to the pot. Mm-hmm. Or add vegetables and what have you to the pot during the last hour or so
of
cooking.
Yeah, in a timely way.
In a timely way.
And that can be a judgmental thing, because not all vegetables cook at the same rate. The difference between, say, a turnip and a rutabaga is actually significant.
Even though they're both very hard.
Yeah, they start out hard, but the turnip will cook much faster than that rutabaga. The rutabaga probably is going to be the longest cooking one of all.
Add those first.
Curiously enough, it has wonderful flavor. When you're braising, you don't have a full pot of moisture in there. Full pot of liquid.
You shouldn't.
That's boiling.
It takes a lot longer to boil a lot of liquid to concentrate down the juices so you have a flavorful sauce. Whereas when you braise, it's pretty much a minimal amount of liquid. If you want to get even more flavor into your roast, then the thing to do is to brown it first in a bit of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you have a chuck roast for a pot roast.
Yeah.
Pat it dry and then brown it in oil. And then once it's browned in oil, you can drain off some of the excess oil. Then you can add your liquid, which is water. If you want, you can add stock, but you're going to be making your own stock kind of when the collagen melts. By doing that, you will have that nice crusty outside, which will also add flavor as the meat cooks, because the crustiness will start to melt into the sauce too.
So braising turns out to be one of the
very useful
forms of cooking. And with that bit of information, you can come back next week for
the food guys.
da 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 da